Train cemetery invariably protects you, directs you to take solace in hiding beneath the cracks. I'm at the west and I'm rigging someone else's breast, found a nest that would hold that shot forever. Weather the worst together, up and down all opiates, last words is passwords for a better cure.
I've been involved with resisting the Olympics as it is happening in my hometown for the last 3 years, 2.5, 3 years. I've been very closely following the torch relay kickoff as it is being organized. I'm not directly involved with organizing it, but I've been following it very closely and I'm interested. I see it as very important as a tactic of smashing the spectacle of the 2010 Olympics.
Outside of a spectacle, why do you think it's important?
There's the international call out, which in a way is drawing solidarity across borders and across nations against the Olympics and their capitalist projects, no matter where they are in capitalist projects in general.
I'm wondering, like, how do you feel that this disruption or that this solidarity will actually smash some kind of symbolic representation? Or do you feel like this is merely symbolic?
They've found that there hasn't been a lot of support, like widespread support for the Olympics across Canada. A lot of people don't even seem to realize it's happening in Canada as you go across Canada. That often apparently happens with the Olympics wherever they are. What the torch relay does is they, just like in the Nazi Olympics in 1936, it brought the torch around, made it more of a spectacle, brought it through people's communities and rallied support for originally that Nazi project and now this very fascistic corporate project that we have here in Canada. And so I see resisting them, resisting this particular torch relay, whether it is in Greece at the lighting of it or in Victoria or as it goes through six nations or goes through all the other communities in Canada, as very important that they don't reach their goal of clouding everyone's perception and getting them basically behind this very destructive project.
How the attack against the symbolism of the Olympics can reach with the attacks of the material consequences of the Olympics?
It's a very material consequence of that spectacle, the way that people are so willing to go to work 9 to 5 on Olympic projects but not challenge them outside of their work, the way that people are willing to be bought off by infrastructure, by lucrative work for short periods of time, and this puts a great strain on resistance towards capitalism and colonization in general. And I see that as a very material consequence, that spectacle, the way that they get the masses behind them, has a very material effect.
Again, I reproach, like, the last question asked. Like, I wonder, as you speak about the material consequences that the Olympics have had and accelerate to have, I wonder if you could talk more on the basis of this disruption. How do you feel that this material disruption will have impacts on the future to prevent or to cause more of an uproar or more of an uprising and more of a resistance among the local communities globally and locally?
As it goes through these communities, I guess it's very up to the people in those communities to organize amongst themselves or to decide autonomously to do whatever it is they feel is necessary, whether it is to stop the torch or to do some sort of militant action while the torch is in their community. And it provides, like, basis for very decentralized action. In North America especially, we're very focused on these convergences, and although they can make us feel powerful and although they do have maybe perhaps a strategic advantage given that our numbers are very small in comparison to the population, this type of action can provide examples and spread the resistance in North America especially beyond that sort of convergence anti-summit type of resistance and action.
All the wasted lives trying to escape the wasted lives lived. All the wasted lives trying to escape the wasted lives lived.
Beyond the attack against the torch rally, the disruptions, and how we can, like, attack the torch rally, like blockades or whatever, how do you perceive the evolution of the struggles against the Olympics?
How do I perceive it? I guess it keeps going back to the fact that the Olympics are this very spectacular event that in a very unspectacular way are destroying our communities and destroying the land and dividing us in many different ways, contributing to genocide and abuse on a whole bunch of different levels. Originally, I think people just wanted to get the word out and make sure that people didn't forget about the past anti-Olympic struggles and didn't forget that there is an apartheid in Canada and that there is genocide against the native people and that colonization still continues to go on. I think at first it was trying to get the word out, just in general, like internationally and nationally. And eventually it started stepping up to more direct anti-capitalist actions against, you know, like the Royal Bank of Canada, etc., disruptions of different VanOck corporate events, And now that we're getting up to the time of the event, you know, we're, what, like 2 weeks before the actual torch relay kickoff, hopefully those three aspects of the struggle we have seen so far can sort of culminate, maybe build things even further for these actual, like, large-scale events.
I guess I just wanted to know if you wanted to just expand a bit more about what this international call-out is.
I didn't write the call-out or anything. I probably found out about it just the same way that you guys did. I can say that the Turin Olympics, I mean, there were blockades, land occupations, people actually snatched the torch, people surrounded it, caused it to divert through different communities that it hadn't planned to go. It was a very successful disruption. There was a lot of anti-Olympic actions for the Turin Olympics in Italy. There was quite a bit of resistance to it in Greece as well. And I think my assumption would be that this international call-out is an attempt to reach out to those that have resisted it in the past, also to those such as in like Chicago or Santa Cruz or wherever, other places where you have seen anti-Olympic actions outside of Canada, to let them know that people can't make it, they don't want to make it, they're for one reason or another. There's still plenty that they can do on that decentralized basis outside of Vancouver or Victoria or even Canada, to resist the Olympics and their project.
I don't know, I'd ask if there's anything else you want to add to join people together, to share any other kinds of networking.
Well, No 2010 Victoria, I think, has been doing most of the work in Victoria for the torch relay kickoff. They're going to have like a poverty Olympics at Centennial Square. I think their reasoning for having it at Centennial Square is that it isn't one of the free speech zones. That seems to be one of their big points of contention with the Olympics, is the whole idea of the free speech zone. Myself, I mean, I'm not too hyped up for the poverty Olympics. I mean, we've had them here in Vancouver for a long time. I prefer a more direct form of resistance, and I don't really see that staying at Centennial Square all day is really very direct and really all that much different than putting yourself in a free speech zone. I mean, not to be too critical. I mean, I guess at least they're trying to get people out there. But later on in the day, 4:30 p.m., meeting at Centennial Square, there is going to be a zombie march that will end up at an undisclosed location, which has a lot more potential for more direct resistance. Yeah, for a more direct form of resistance against the Olympic torch relay.
Outside of the people living in this area, Vancouver Whistler, what do you think or what you will want to invite the people to do against the torch rally, against the Olympics? What kind of action can be done?
I mean, I wouldn't expect it to happen, but I'd love to see the type of resistance that we saw. I couldn't imagine the resistance to a torch relay going any better than it did in, or very much better than it did in Italy for the 2006 Winter Olympics. I mean, we have the potential for it as it goes through Six Nations. That's been a very hotbed of resistance in Canada for a very long time now. But as far as those that are coming to Vancouver, I guess I would just hope that the larger numbers of people that we have in the streets, the more potential there is for action, the more potential there is to unarrest our comrades when things do happen. And yeah, just to be there for our comrades, whether it is actually at, you know, in Victoria, in Vancouver, or just in solidarity wherever else on the continent or in the world that you are.